If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
How about that for a scene, Lou Manfredini? Isn't that just warm the cockles beautiful. Of your Christmas
that's
heart?
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
All right, Mr. Fix-It.
I'm good. How are you?
Our Lou Manfredini, the host of House Smarts Radio, Saturday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on WGN Radio, has been joining us Mondays at this time to give us the Lou to-do list. Lou, what should we be doing right now?
You go in the swimming pool. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Plant tomatoes, I'm saying right now.
Gosh, it's so, just like most people, I had a few things that I hadn't taken care of that Mother Nature's helping me do before the winter. We have a little fountain at the new home that we moved into, and, you know, we left it going because it's just nice to see, and then it froze, and everything froze. I had to unplug it all. And now everything, melted, and now I'm able to drain it and cover it and do whatever. So really, this is a kind of a gift, right? Today, I know the weather's going to, it's going to get colder in the next few days. So if there's any last-minute stuff that you have not done outside, then get out there and do it. I took a lot of calls on Saturday about people that just hadn't gotten the hoses off.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't even unscrew it. It's frozen. And I'm like, well, today's your day. So you need to make time to go do that.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe get a blowtorch or some gasoline. And...
No, neither of those things. Just go out and try and loosen them.
Lou, a lot of the questions to me, people are texting for you. Can you ask Lou about humidifiers, whole house or room humidifier? What's some wisdom about keeping our homes humid in the winter?
Well, so the wisdom is this, the humidity level in your home, if you maintain a proper humidity around 25 to 30%, you will feel more comfortable as the cold, dry air settles in. Now, the problem with the weather that we've had in the last, really, I would say 4 to 5 weeks, is that we've had such temperature swings that our homes are not yet accustomed to the outdoor temperature. So humidity level, it's going to take a little bit to adjust. And if you have a whole house humidifier and you have it set, the fact of the matter is it takes a good 24 hours for it to get to the level that it needs to be. And you're going to have to play around with that. If you don't have a whole house humidifier, room purifiers are awesome. They're just a little bit of a pain in the neck because you have to keep filling them. You do have to clean them regularly, at least twice a week, because there can be bacteria that grows inside the unit. You don't want that.
Lou, is there something you should put in the water to forestall that, or is that a bad idea?
The thing that will limit it is if you use distilled water, because the impurities are out of that. The problem is that just gets expensive, right? And so all of a sudden you're buying gallons of distilled water just to not clean it twice a week. I mean, it's...
All right, what about this? Lou, what could be wrong with my whole house humidifier? When I turn it on, water pours out of the top and all over the floor.
Well, then my guess is that whole house humidifiers are a very simple piece of equipment. There is a water line at the top. There is a metal kind of spongy filter that the water circulates through, and then it drains on the bottom. That little tab at the top has a little place that clicks in. Perhaps it's not where it needs to be. There could be calcification on the filter itself, and that could be clogged, and it's just pouring over the top of the filter, and there's a drain at the bottom. That could be clogged. So if you take it all apart, inspect all those different things I just mentioned, you should be able to make sure that it's running free, turn the thing on, and no more leaking. It's not that complicated.
Lou, after a toilet isn't used in a while, the first flush has an airy sound to it. Why? Is this anything to worry about?
No. It probably has everything to do with a little bit of evaporation in the bowl itself, so there's not enough water. And when you go to flush it, it may immediately go down and suck a little air in, and then I wouldn't worry about it.
I get that, too, when I come back to my house. If we've been away for a while, I go around, flush the toilets, and turn on the taps to just make sure everything's working. And sometimes it burps or gurgles or something.
Sure.
But sometimes There's like a tub that we hardly ever use or whatever. I'll turn it on and I get brown water for a little while, rust.
Right.
How worrisome is that, Lou?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about the home that you live in now, it's an older home and there's chances are it's got galvanized water pipes. And so it's just a question of that rust stain is coming from the part on the tub, rather, you know, that galvanized pipe, the water shut off at the valve, but the pipe itself is sticking out and it's exposed to the air. And so it gets rusty. You turn on the water, it passes across there, cleans that all up. So that's that is an inherent issue of old piping. And if you live in a home with old piping like that, it's not a bad idea to exercise those bathrooms and fixtures that you don't always use regularly, at least once a month.
Well, once the water runs clear, then I'm in pretty good shape, right?
Correct.
Our Mr. Fixer, Lou Manfredini, is here to answer your questions. Can we take some calls, Lou?
Of course.
Okay, let's start with Judy. You're on WGN. Judy, how can we help you? You're on with Lou.
Hi. How you guys doing? Love listening to you. I'm over in Southwest Michigan, so we get rain and snow. So my question is, when you put your outdoor decorations for Christmas out, your reindeer, and you've got your extension cords running outside, of course you want to protect those plugs. So I have in the past used plastic grocery bags and wrapped them around it. My son says that will cause condensation and suggested just taping duct tape around it, which is kind of a pain. What do you suggest to keep those cords dry?
There is a product that you can find over there in Southwest Michigan called Twist and Seal. And they are these little plastic clamshells that each one of those connection points where you put them together, you put those in there and you seal them up. They've got a rubber seal and you can reuse them. The beauty part is you buy them once and you don't have to buy them again. And they work amazingly well and they come in many different sizes based on the type of cords that you have.
Much in it. Perfect. All right. You guys have a great holiday and have a lovely.
Girl, Judy,
I'm actually out trying to find a Christmas tree, and I'm finding all the places are closed during the week.
Oh, really? You're trying to buy a real Christmas tree?
Yeah, a little one.
How much are you willing to spend?
Not a lot.
That's the thing. On the lot, you'll spend $70, $80, $100 on a Christmas tree.
I know. I actually found one for $48, but it wasn't quite what I wanted. But, yeah, I know. I'm even thinking maybe not putting one up this year. But I'm enjoying my drive out in the countries here in Eau Claire and Dowagiac, Michigan, and Waterville, just enjoying the sunshine and dry roads.
Okay. Happy holidays to you.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I wish a Christmas tree for everybody. And I found when we were buying real trees that if you have holes in the tree, that's good because that's where you can hang your bigger ornaments.
Okay.
Well, it's true. Like, we have a permanent tree, and all of the branches are evenly spaced, and there's not a lot of room in there sometimes for the ornaments to hang down, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real interesting, John. Okay, let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on WGN with Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Hi, Larry.
Hi, John. Lou, I've got a question. They always talk on WGN about piping your house and how it will increase your pressure. Seems to me like it doesn't increase the pressure, it increases the flow. Because the pressure is provided by the city, unless you have a booster pump. So you'll get better flow, but the pressure will be the same. Am I thinking of it wrong, or is that correct?
No. I mean, you're right. The pressure is provided by the city. When you repipe your home, you get more volume of water.
Right. Flow.
And so the volume, but the volume then means that in other words, if I, you can go buy a shower head that uses half the amount of water that a regular shower head has. And it's and it gives a lot of pressure and it's almost like you're standing in
power washer.
Thank you. Power washer. I'm having a moment there. And it's not comfortable whatsoever. It's like BBs hitting you, right? When you have volume of water coupled with the pressure, that's a comfortable shower. And so for people that have old galvanized pipes where they atrophy just like, you know, an artery, you can't get that volume. You don't get the amount of pressure. You may get the same pressure, but you don't get the volume of water, which means it's not comfortable.
Yeah, but I mean, this sounds like an academic conversation we're having here or semantic, but he's right that the pressure comes from the city. It's
correct.
The volume the flow that you'll be able to control if your valve or if your head's is open, right? Is cleaner.
Correct.
Is
and those, they go hand in hand, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, now if you build a new house in the city of Chicago, as an example, mm-hmm. the water service coming in is an inch and a half coming from the city. So you get this volume of water, and that volume of water is coming in typically at 45 pounds per square inch. Now, I'm taking that throughout the whole home, so it's quite comfortable. The house I used to live in Chicago had a 3/4 inch water service. So I had good pressure, but I didn't have great volume.
Yeah, or flow. I had some of these same questions for my urologist. Hey, Lou, it says here, can you ask Lou if when I look down the drains in my apartment and it's black pieces I can pull out, should I call the landlord to have it cleaned? Is basically that mold?
I mean, it's probably gunk on the side of the drains. It's not good. And so it would be a wise idea to have someone like a plumber come and clean those drains, not just rob them, but actually clean the sidewalls up. It's
right.
Probably just a buildup of a lot of gunk.
Can Lou be asked about a hose that is stuck on the faucet? I've tried pouring CLR on it. I tried a wrench. It's not budging. Help, says Gail.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go out there and do it today, you could put a little bit of lightweight oil, you know, even like the stuff called Superzilla or WD-40. Let it sit there for maybe 10 minutes or so, and then take a wrench, like a pair of pliers, and then grip it really well and just loosen it, and it should come off.
You know, I'm worried that you're going to try and break, you're going to crack the pipe or break or bend the pipe.
Well, don't do that.
Okay. That's Lou Fanfardini. He's our Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturday mornings. Lou, I'm going to in the 1 o'clock hour. I did get my constitutional law expert on to talk about birthright citizenship. That's an interesting topic.
I have a personal aside that I'll share with you someday about that.
Okay. Are you going to get deported, Lou?
No, but my parents were immigrants, and I know you got to go to news, but I'm a big believer in birthright citizenship.
I think most of us are. I think I'm going to make that right. Our news click, too.